Man, I'm a huge fan. I've been a fan since I was a little kid.
Well, you're a Northwest Arkansas guy, right?
What's that?
Aren't you a Northwest Arkansas guy? Born and raised?
I'm from Rogers.
Rogers.
Born and raised in Rogers, Arkansas. That's right.
We won't hold that against you.
Right, not at all. You're more than...
Now, Roger mentioned one of our co-hosts here. You've had a pretty public battle with alcoholism, and you've got that whipped, and at least you're in the process of whipping it, and you got your a hot, good-looking wife that stick by your side. I think she was on the sideline with you at the game, right?
Yeah, she's been to several things with me. She, the only thing, the only knock I got to say against my wife, you know, of course I would never do that. That's on a common basis, but... She's a Longhorns fan.
Oh, wow.
I'm married to Texas. How about that?
Well, if she's hot, it doesn't matter. You can forget that. The only guy that we know, Joe, the only guy that we know that...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's God.
We are the only guy that...
Ben Laden's wife is hot. But you know what? It is all right.
The only guy that we know of that says that he's a better-looking guy than you is Clint Sterner. And I know you guys know each other. Is that true? He walks around saying, I'm better-looking than Joe Nichols.
Well, just ask him.
Well, no, Clint does wear a shirt that says, I am with the good-looking one.
Well, who asked you to call in, Joe?
A fellow named Brian Smith. He came to a show in Hot Springs, and I'm a member of the Hog Sports there.
Well, you know who you're up against.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know who just called before you?
Who's that?
Barbara Mandrell.
Well, we've had three country singers.
We had
Johnny Lee.
Johnny Lee. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny Lee was just coming, too. He's a recovering alcoholic again.
He's headed out to Hobbs.
Yeah.
Well, now, isn't one of your most famous songs about tequila makes your clothes fall off or something?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Tequila makes your clothes fall off.
As a guy who's gone what you're going through, I'm going through it right now. How long does this take?
It's still taking.
You know what? Hey, I look at it this way. I look at it this way, and I don't think there is a right way to look at it. But hey, today everything's good, and that's all I got to worry about.
That's right.
So it's such a good place to be in nowadays to just have to worry about one day and not the
whole
thing.
Ain't that the truth? Who was hiding nothing?
Joe, who was your of all the guys that that influenced you as a little kid? Who were the country music stars that you really looked up to and idolized growing up?
Man, I've always been a huge Haggard fan. Man, Haggard was the biggest for me, and George Strait. And probably Keith Whitley, too, man.
Who would you say was the artist of the decade, the first decade of this century? I say it's George Strait, just for ideas.
I said Tim McGraw had the biggest decade.
I went Chesney.
You know what? Honestly, guys, it's hard to beat Kenny Chesney.
Yep.
You know, from what he's done.
He's a Jimmy Buffett ripoff.
He's no Joe Nichols.
That's right. He's no Joe Nichols. That's right. He can't get nobody no tickets, and you can.
That's right. And Joe, you probably know somebody that you can win these tickets if you want. You can get somebody to come.
Are you going to the game, Joe?
You know what? I am going to the game.
All
I'm taking down all of my in-laws. They're all Texas fans, and I've bought them all tickets, and I've bought them all hotel rooms, and we're all going down there to by God cheer on the Hogs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Way to go, girl.
That's exactly right.
Well, Joe, you may not know this. You're probably a little bitty boy, but there I was an old Razorback linebacker back in the day. Now, let's see. How old were you? I'm almost scared to even ask.
You ever heard of Clyde Scott?
Shut up. How old were you in the early 80s, Joe? I'm almost scared to ask this.
I was a little boy in the early 80s. 80. I was born in 76.
Okay, well, yeah, you probably saw me knock down Bo Jackson a few times at Liberty Bowl. Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, he did. He was only Basil, six. He was watching Barney.
He might have had a 53 jersey.
I have always backed you on this and been proud of you for this.
Always.
But we were talking about this the other day on the phone when we was talking behind your back again.
Yeah.
And Roger goes, have you ever seen footage of this?
Oh, that's what it is. Well, I will show you footage, you smart aleck. Well, Joe, listen, we appreciate anybody who's had national success like you and John Daly. Yeah. It's great to see you guys on the sideline and participating and supporting the program. That's a great thing.
Yes.
And it's such an honor for me, man. I've told management, everybody I work with, that the Hogs come first as far as if it's not a some kind of life-threatening illness or some kind of charity work, you know, the Hogs come first.
Well, Joe, in your short life, wouldn't you have to say, and I go back to 69, this will be the biggest, if they beat them, it will be the biggest win in school history.
Yeah.
Where the program is. Have you gotten to know Bobby Petrino pretty well or casually or what? Or not?
No, I haven't. I got to meet our former coach a few times, and became familiar with him. He's a good guy, and After that, you know, I haven't gotten familiar with the new guy, but heck, I like him 20 times better.
As long as he wins, that's right.
He goes out there and wins, and that's I love his attitude, man. He runs a tight ship. It's good.
That that hot wife of yours, she got a sister down in Texas. I need to meet.
Hey, Joe, I understand that you are. Is this true? What I'm reading that they are going to do a Broadway play, a musical of Pure Country?
Yeah, you know, I got the lead part for that Pure Country musical. The only thing is. You know, when the kind of the economy crunch happened in New York, it pushed everything back quite a ways. And the time that I was able to commit to it at one time, I just couldn't pull off anymore. So with touring and radio being as competitive as it is, you know, I just can't take a year off and spend it in New York. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but I'm sure this show is still going to go on.
David has one more question for you. He wants to know if that hot girlfriend of yours has a hot grandmother.
Hey, are you scheduled to perform in Little Rock in the next year, or no?
You know, I don't know, fellas. But I'll let you know if I do.
Well, you'll have to come on
by.
Please
do. Please do.
We'll look for you. Yeah, well, hey, matter of fact, you know what, Joe? I saw you in the elevator last year, oddly enough. Of course, you don't know who I am, but I saw you in the elevator at last year's Liberty Bowl. You went over there for that game, didn't you?
Man, I froze my tail.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Game.
Yeah, that was.
Well, I should invite you to my box.
Boom! boom!
Well, he went a long way to get to that box, didn't he?
Listen, I love the fact that Joe Nichols is supporting the Hogs.
Of course he is.
Awesome.
And God bless him. Good luck on
And the name of the person that called in.
Yeah, who was it?
Ryan Smith.
Ryan Smith. Awesome.
Ryan Smith.
We got it.
Fantastic.
See you in New Orleans, Joe. Take care, bud.
All right, guys. See you
buddy. Thanks a lot. Great
guy. Johnny Lee, Joe Nichols, and Barbara Mandrell.
On three. Ready? Break.
This is the guy who got Barbara.